This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show for a Tuesday. Coming up, we'll play Mo Knows Country. See if you can take $100 off Mo. Also, jury duty coming up in about 10 minutes. We need your opinion. Your opinion helps us come up with the verdict. We'll do that coming up in just a very few minutes. But more stormy weather yesterday. We're in that pattern, are we?
Something.
Something. We've ticked off Mother Nature or something. I'm not sure what's going on there. But we'll get to weather, tell you all about it. Also, we got Val. She'll be checking on the traffic for you. Good news is I don't think we have any road closures this morning.
Oh, let's celebrate that.
Honestly, drive it seems safe, like y'all. Last Thursday, Friday, and then again on Monday, we started the day with like one of the major highways closed down. So that's the good news. We're already off to a better start today. So let's talk about the top three things that you're going to be hearing about all today. We call them the top three in Texas.
Number three.
I love a good wild animal in the public story.
Do you?
It's very Texas of us, you know. So folks in Missouri City and a neighborhood there are living with a new animal. They live near a wildlife preserve, right? So they're used to animal sightings, but they recently encountered a new one. A lady looks up on her roof, thought she saw a big branch, but it was a peacock.
Oh, no.
She Googled it, and it's actually good luck.
No, it's
That's
not.
I've got experience with peacocks.
She says it wakes her up every morning.
Yes.
And they won't do anything about it because it is wildlife. It's nature.
Okay.
Oh, they're horrible creatures.
Rumor peacocks? Has it.
Yes.
A Houston family-owned property brought them to the Houston area in the 80s, and now they just wander.
Oh. They just wander.
Peacocks
everywhere.
And turkeys. It. Never
oh,
buy a place near turkeys or
that.
Number two.
The world's biggest Buc-ee's opened yesterday in Texas. People waited in line to be the first one to open. You know when you do that at Chick-fil-A, they give you like a black VIP card, and you're like, woo-woo! I don't think Buc-ee's did anything. Maybe, I don't know, maybe free something. But these
Here's the thing, it's summertime. Yes. You got to have something to do.
You have nothing else to do. There's a lady from Houston, drove over 2 hours to be there in line, big Buc-ee's fan. She said, this was something I could do that brought me joy today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss it for an extra 2 hours of sleep. In fact, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So we are happy for her. It is 1,000 square feet larger than the one in Tennessee that was the biggest. So, you know, Texas, we had to go up. It was the 50th Buc-ee's nationwide.
So probably the extra 1,000 feet is just for beef jerky. That's what I'm thinking.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Another hot and humid day. More storms expected today for our Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Temperatures rise to the lower to mid-90s, partly cloudy skies. They're talking possibly strong thunderstorms, especially west of the city, Katy area. So just be ready. Damaging winds is what they're watching for.
Oh, no.
Know that it's coming.
We're just in kind of that cycle. I wish we'd get out of it, but I think we're stuck
in it.
Wasn't it
last year when we had no rain?
So it's kind of... feast or famine here.
Something.
That's what's trending in Texas. We call it the top three in Texas, and it's powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hey, guys, this is Rich from the Woodlands, and I am getting married on Sunday, and I get to marry my best friend, and I get to finish my story.
Finish your story?
Well, it's you know, we have had, we separated, we broke up like 2 years ago, and we had no contact and had no contact with each other at all. And then four Saturdays ago, I text her out of the blue, And sent her a message saying, good morning, beautiful. And she texted me back and said, no.
Oh.
And she said, I am looking for just friends. And I said, that was cute. And come to church with me the next day. And she said, you have one thing to do. This is, I know you don't like to do this, but if you want to talk to me, call me on the phone. And I hate to talk on the phone. And we had a 3-hour conversation and she went to church with me. And after church that afternoon, I said, this is it. Let's get together. We're going to be together forever.
In 4 weeks? Wow. This is like a movie. You know that, Rich, right?
Yeah. She is my soulmate. She is my best friend. And God has brought us back together. And that's it.
Well, brother, congratulations. First of all, what's her name?
Bonnie.
What did you say to Bonnie on the phone that 3 hours that really turned things around?
Just that I changed over the last 2 years and I was.
You apologized.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm hearing you.
Okay. Now Mo's in.
Yes.
Now things are coming into focus.
And I was a different person. I was the person that she needed in her life.
Amazing. Well, I hope you can continue to be that person. We're super proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I get an amen for this amazing love story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Yes, thank you.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. It's Don't Knock It Till You Try It Tuesday here on the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
George.
This is your favorite day of the week, right?
You Tuesday. Just made this up.
Eric with a K is also here.
Don't knock it till you try it Tuesday.
Remember, we always say about food stuff, don't knock it till you try it.
Now
right?
It's got a
Why?
Whole day, Mo. Now
Why
it's got
are
a
you
whole
doing
day.
This?
Don't knock it till you try it. Because I saw the other day a video on the TikTok.
Oh, boy.
And on the TikTok.
Why are you on the TikTok, George?
There was a guy, and this thing has gone like crazy viral.
Okay.
And he claims,
if you eat a pretzel and then a grape, it tastes like fried chicken. I promise you, I'm not lying.
Okay, not lying. Promise you, not lying.
Fried chicken.
You eat a pretzel and then a grape.
If you eat a pretzel and then a grape, it tastes like fried chicken. I promise you, I'm not lying.
Okay, not lying.
That guy
lying,
is so. Under the influence of something that I can't afford.
So what did I do? I brought grapes and I brought pretzels.
Wow. Okay, green grapes? Is that specific or is that just your preference?
Evidently, it's green grapes
and
pretzels. And Mo, this is yours.
Okay.
Here you go.
Wow.
Oh.
Individual little baggies. Oh,
Deanna made them up with our names
on
them.
I knew you didn't have anything
to do with it. George. Oh, wait.
I love
and
your
then
wife.
Eric.
Yeah.
Here's your baggie from my wife there.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Dana knows that I like snacks, so she filled my bags to the brim.
I have
and
one
she knows
pretzel.
That Eric likes to count his calories, so he gets one pretzel and one grape.
Thank you. I appreciate
so
her
supposedly
knowing my fear of carbs.
What you do here.
Yeah, what do I do?
What you do here is you pop the pretzel in your mouth and you chew up the pretzel, okay?
Okay, so, but don't swallow.
Don't swallow, but just kind of chew it up, get it going there, right?
Okay.
And then after you get the pretzel chewed up, you put the grape in on top of it, and it tastes like fried chicken.
Okay.
So.
You two go first. I want to know before I... Okay. Both of you seem interested. Mo looks concerned. She's analyzing
You know
hard.
What? It kind of tastes like fried chicken.
I don't know.
That's the craziest thing.
I'm going to try getting that pretzel.
All right, let me try
burnt.
This. I only have one,
okay,
so I'm
again,
waiting.
This is Don't Knock It Till You Try Tuesday.
Which you made up.
Will you pop a pretzel
first.
In your mouth?
Pretzel first. Here I go.
Okay.
Chew it up a little bit. Leave it inside. Then put the grape on top of it.
Okay.
Is yours fried chicken?
No, not at all.
I was
not even
say.
A little bit. Not even a slight.
Mine tastes like fried chicken.
When's the last time you had fried chicken, George?
I recently.
Really?
Recently, yeah. I think it's like, again, most of the, like good fried chicken that I like is like, you know, it's like buttermilk or milk and then dredged in flour and all the seasonings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's that salty.
The salt is what's doing it.
Kind of sweet taste that you get.
I'm going to pop them in at the same time.
See what happens. Just stop. That's
we'll
against
stop
the
eating
science.
On the microphone.
I want to go to Popeyes.
No, it tastes like a grape and a pretzel, George. That's exactly what it tastes like. There is no trickery of the mind. Do not try this at home. This is the dumbest.
I'm telling you, for me, it tasted like fried chicken.
I don't know
what to tell you. Now, maybe there's like, you don't have a sense of smell.
I don't have a sense of smell.
That could affect your taste buds.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mo, you haven't weighed in. Does it taste like fried chicken?
I'm not getting fried chicken vibes, but I get like that it's something.
Don't be afraid to tell this man
he's an idiot.
Well, I do every day.
do you like it though? It's the question.
I hate it. Yeah, it's fine. It's not disgusting. You've made me try some gross things.
Is that like the best I can get out of you? I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. It's okay. Not
that
gross.
Actually, for Mo, that is the kindest thing she's ever said.
Kind of
it's not
right. So you have pretzels.
Thank you for my snack.
And you have grapes.
Fried chicken.
And you put them together tastes like fried. If you do this, we'd love to hear if you've done this challenge or you're going to do this today, you let us know how it goes, all right? And we'll chalk this up. So we got two no's and a yes on the Don't Knock It Till You Try It Tuesday.
Which you made up.
which I totally made up today. Here on The Bull. All right, just a couple of minutes ago, we tried the grape and pretzel challenge on the air. Supposedly it tastes like fried chicken. I thought it did. Mo and Eric, not so much.
I think you're crazy.
But it's a good snack. We're all still snacking on it now. It tastes good, though, right?
It is delicious, yeah. Yes. It's a great combo, but tastes nothing like fried chicken.
I told you guys that I flew back to Kentucky to help with an auction this past weekend. And since we're talking about food, it got me thinking about, I had White Castles when I was back there. Whoa. Like, at the end of the evening, as you left the event, they give you a little sack with two White Castle burgers in it. Sliders, we called them back in the day.
Can I take a guess of what you were doing right before you ate White Castle? Drinking.
I was drinking.
Stop.
I had had a little Kentucky bourbon on my visit back to Kentucky.
I'm a White Castle connoisseur, and George knows this about me. It's like one of the things I miss most.
Really?
Yeah. He sent me pictures, like, to torture me over the weekend.
I did. I sent them because I know she loves them. Do you have, like, there's so many people that are transplants here to Houston. I mean, we have so many people that are natives, right? But there are so many people that have moved in over the years. What's, like, the one food that you miss from back home that you haven't found, like, a comparable thing here in Houston? Because we have such great food here in Houston. I feel like Houston does every kind of food, but I can't find those White Castles.
White Castles are hard. Do you know what else? They have in other parts of Texas, like I've seen them when I'm traveling, but they don't have them in Houston.
What?
Is Fazoli's. Did y'all ever have Fazoli's?
Oh, Fazoli's. With the breadsticks?
We would go there at lunch during high school and just eat a kid's meal, but then all the breadsticks, because they just kept bringing them out.
Right,
the sweet little lady would just keep refilling your breadsticks, and you're like,
it's like fast food Italian, right?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have that here in Houston.
Honestly, the food, not that great, but the breadsticks were awesome.
It was satisfying, though. Like, it did the trick for what it was.
Right. That's interesting, though.
Like, they're what's in, the like, food, other places, but not
what's
here.
What's the food you miss? Mo grew up in Indiana. I grew up in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Tennessee. Did you have White Castles in Tennessee?
We did, yeah, but we had something called Crystal Burger, which is the same thing, except it comes with mustard, so it's way better.
Oh, is that right?
But growing up in Tennessee,
it comes with mustard.
I loved gravy biscuits, or biscuits and gravy, whatever you want to call them.
Okay. Right.
And as I moved around the country, I was looking for a city that had great gravy biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Finally, when I moved to Houston, I go, yes! Somebody has done it right.
Yes.
All the places I go now, I finally found my biscuits and gravy.
Oh, did you really?
But I haven't found great, great cornbread in Houston yet.
Really?
Yeah. So if you know a great cornbread place, I would love to know.
I haven't thought about that. Okay. I miss cornbread, too. We used to eat, I mean, honestly, for dinner sometimes, it would just be like cornbread and milk.
We did beans and cornbread.
And yes.
Beans and that's cornbread. That's when Mom didn't go to the grocery. Thing.
Okay, we would mix the beans and the cornbread with mayo.
What?
Yep, all in a big slop.
Like as a kid or as your parents?
My dad taught it to me, and I still do it to this day. Beans, cornbread, mayo, just slop it up in a big, mush.
By the way, you were talking about biscuits and gravy. You ever had chocolate gravy?
No, you've mentioned this before. Isn't that a Kentucky thing?
That is a my mom made chocolate gravy. I mean, we had that. Yeah, imagine that. I have no idea how many calories, right? But we had that for breakfast, like when I was growing up. It's like chocolate gravy and biscuits.
That makes me seriously nauseous.
What's the food that you miss if you have something? Or, to Eric's point, if you know some place to get evidently good cornbread, and a little mayo for him. You let us know here on the Morning Bullpen Show. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Your opinion helps give us our verdict. Five calls say it all. And here's today's dilemma. Starts with a lady who posted a TikTok video the other day and said this.
I'm not returning my shopping cart. And you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart.
That's what she said the other day. Do you always put your cart back in the corral?
Ooh.
Eric with a K?
Oh, I knew you'd come to me first.
Do you always put your cart back in the corral? That's the question this morning.
You have to even pause.
Not always. Not always.
I put a little check mark by your
sometimes
name.
Sometimes I do, but I'm with her. If I got the kids in the Houston heat, I will find a way to keep it safe. But if it's far away, I feel really uncomfortable leaving my kids in a hot car by themselves.
Okay, now he's throwing in the hot car in Houston.
Now, he always throws in the like, oh, but my sob story is there.
I need to explain my reasoning.
Do you always put your cart back in the corral?
Always.
Ugh.
I always put the buggy back.
I think you're both lying.
You know what?
Not
and here's the thing. I think it's not to lead the jury.
Yeah.
But I think this is this was the start of the downfall of America.
I agree. Jesus is always watching. Even when no one's watching, Jesus is watching.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Everyone, right thing.
All the jurors on hold, do not let them sway what you say.
Okay.
Because you always put the grocery cart back in the corral? Always is the key word.
All right, let's go to juror number one, Mo.
That's Jason in Conroe. Hey, Jason, the question, you heard it. Do you always put your cart in the corral? Yes or no?
No, ma'am, I don't do that. Maybe 90% of the time.
There you go.
Right. You know, if I park by one, I'll put it in there, but I ain't going to take no extra steps.
All right.
You know, but if I can, if I can for 1 second, rewind to the last juror session we had about the flower situation.
No, we're going to put you on hold. Jason, we'll talk about that off the air. Okay, all right, let's go to juror number two.
All right, that's Roz in Rosenberg. Do you always put the grocery cart back in the corral?
I'm ashamed to say, but no, not always. No. But I will shame other people that don't do it.
What now?
I said I will shame other people that don't do it.
Oh, you'll shame other people. That's what I thought
Roz
you said.
Roz is my girl.
Roz, I appreciate your honesty that you don't always
do it.
Yeah. And again, Roz. Roz, we love you, but you're what's wrong with America. Door number three is Diana in Spring. Diana, do you always put the buggy back in the corral?
I do now. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm older, but when I had young children, no.
See?
You did not.
See? So we're kind of that is yes or no.
I did not.
That's a yes. That's a yes. She does always.
Okay, now.
I do always now, and I have for the past 15 years. Okay. But when I had young children that I had to corral in the car, no.
All right. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Let's go to, juror number four, Mo.
That's Linda in Sugarland. Hey, Miss Linda.
Hey.
All right. You heard the question. Do you always put your cart in the corral, yes or no?
Jesus, I'm sorry. No,
okay,
I do not.
He hears you, and he forgives you, ma'am. I just want you to know that.
Linda, you can be saved. Drive. We heard from Diana that earlier in her life, she was lost, and she was found later in life.
I love you,
I love how honest our audience is.
Same.
The truth is, most of us don't always put away our grocery cart.
Don't. Poison our jury pool here. Juror number five is Darlene in Houston. Darlene, do you always put the buggy back in the corral?
No, sir.
Yep. Okay.
She doesn't
all right.
have an excuse.
It doesn't sound like you ever put the grocery cart away.
I may have one, but even on a good sunny day, like a nice fall day, I still don't know.
It was a good sunny day. The weather was nice.
The rest of the time, she's just shoving them into cars. Screw it. Tuesday.
So what do we wind up with on jury duty today? What was the verdict?
Do you always put your cart in the corral? The overwhelming answer was no.
Wow. Okay. 4-1, George. Right. 4-1. The jury has spoken. The verdict is no.
Okay, all right.
Slam your gavel, George.
But here's the thing. I believe, like Diana, that y'all can be saved. Okay. That's our verdict today. And it's jury duty. We do it every morning. 5 calls say it all right here on 100.3 The Bull.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cameron Marlowe's coming to the House of Blues. Live Nation got a show there, and we got your tickets online. You can find them at thebullhouston.com, our website. Go to the contest page and get in to win. Time to find out this morning what we're going to sing about with Eric's 10-minute tune. It always starts with you and your suggestions. You guide this whole thing, so I'm blaming it all on you. You give us a call. You give us your suggestion this morning.
All right, we have Charlie. Charlie is 11. Charlie's calling from Kingwood. Hey, Charlie, what would you like Eric to sing about?
So I'm a big sister of 4. And we actually just dropped off my little sister. But I want you to sing about all the weird things that I hear coming from their tablets from YouTube.
Oh, like what? What do you hear?
Like, they always listen to songs that are in other languages or songs that go, stranger, danger.
Stranger.
That's all I hear all day.
Miss Rachel, she'll get ya.
Oh, Miss Rachel.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm 11.
11. And you're always hearing weird things from your sibling's tablet. Okay.
That's
all right.
A good one. Wow.
Charlie, thank you. That's a really unusual and good suggestion. I like that one. Thank you. Hang on. Let's go to line 2 there, Eric.
All right. That's Rick in Conroe. Hey, Rick, what should I sing about today?
Well, I think you should sing about the selective amnesia we have of summer. Everybody's always wanting summer to come, and then it gets here, and it's so hot you can't do anything outside whatsoever.
Yeah, and the kids are at home, too. That's the worst part.
We're always offended.
Exactly.
Like, when the heat comes back, we're always like, where did this come from? And it's like, it's the same heat we had last summer.
We live here. Hello.
You're right. It is amnesia, though. I like that.
Cute.
Thank you. Great suggestion.
That is great.
Out of Conroe this morning. Let's go to Sweeney. Kim is on the phone, and this one takes a little explaining. Kim, you said this one's about a suggestion or a follow-up to a suggestion we had last week.
Yes, the lady said that she had an unpopular opinion of Friends.
Oh, yes, she didn't like the TV show, and that prompted Eric to write the unpopular opinion song, okay?
but there's millions of us that love the show Friends and watch it every day.
Every day still?
Wow.
Every day still.
Wait, but you know what's going to happen. Why do you keep watching?
Because it's hilarious.
Pivot! Pivot!
I actually really love this topic. Thank you. This is a great suggestion. So many people love Friends.
What would be some things that you would want him to include if he did this song?
Yes.
Well, of course, Joey saying, how you doing?
Okay.
Pivot is a great one.
It's a good one. Yeah.
We were on a break.
Yep.
Kim is really good at this.
She is really good at this.
Kim, I've never seen the show, but I know there's a character named Monica, which I find very attractive because we have the same name. And I also know about a smelly cat.
Smelly cat.
See?
What is going on here? Kim, great suggestion. I appreciate it. And thanks for following along for the suggestions on the 10-Minute Tune, okay?
All right. Thank y'all.
All right, Eric. So we got tablets from Charlie. We have Rick, who is offended every year by the heat when it comes back. And then we have the friend suggestion, which, wow, what a flashback to last week when we were talking about that.
Well, these are all really, really good. But Kim has already done half the work for me, and my brain is already spinning with some of these things.
On the friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we do the friend song, I'm going to try to incorporate the things that you all just mentioned.
Okay.
The smelly cat, the we were on a break, like all that stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep going because my brain is already rattling around with that.
Okay, all right. You get to writing it. We'll find out what he comes up with. A friend's song will be our 10-minute tune. And it's coming up next here on The Bull. All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, we have some good news to share. It's our 810 Amen. We'll get you started on a positive note. We do it every morning. 810 Amen coming up here on The Bull. Time to find out what Eric has created today for our 10-minute tune. You heard the suggestion earlier that came in about Friends, and her name was Kim from Sweeney.
There's millions of us that love the show Friends and watch it every day.
She was upset because last week a lady called in and kind of dissed Friends, right? Isn't that how it started?
She said it's an unpopular opinion to not like Friends.
That's what it was.
Yes.
It inspired
and
Eric's
Kim
song, Unpopular Opinions, last week.
Kim loved her some Friends.
She did. She had all these quotes.
Apparently so did all the text messages. Because I had to text Eric while he was out writing, which is his least favorite thing that I do. Hopefully he includes some of that.
Okay. All right. So, all right. A Friends song. He's back in the studio this morning.
I hate you.
I knew it.
We just went through that.
Sorry. There's just so many text messages. Everyone's very passionate about the show Friends.
Okay. I tried to include. Now, listen. Here's what I did. This is not going to be funny to you, Mo.
Why?
Because you don't watch Friends.
Oh, okay.
But if you've ever seen Friends, you probably recognize at least one of the references in this. So I've turned the Friends theme song. I've converted every single lyric of the Friends theme song into a direct quote from the show. I've replaced all the lyrics.
So you're just doing quotes from the show?
Yes.
Wow.
Some of the most famous quotes.
Yeah, that's impressive. So, okay.
In the style of the Friends theme song.
All right, here we go. It's our 10-minute tune. Let's find out how we did on The Bull.
Unagi, could I be wearing any more clothes? My sandwich, Red Ross Holiday Armadillo. He's her lobster, more turkey, smelly cat. They don't know that we know that they know. So let's pivot. Joey doesn't share food. We were on a break. The point is just moo. I got off the plane. Wah-pow, how you doing? Wish I could, but don't want to.
Making the Friends folks happy.
Look at that.
I think if you go back and listen to that on the podcast on the Odyssey app, I think I got 17 different episodes of Friends in there.
Look at that. Look at that. Right there. All from Kim in Sweeney.
Wow.
Saying that she loved
Kim,
the song.
Call us back, sister.
Yeah, let us know what you think about that one. That was impressive this morning.
Thank you.
And by the way, you can get it, as Eric mentioned, on the Odyssey app as part of our podcast. If you like it there, you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here from The Bull. All right, Kim, who called in earlier with the friend suggestion on the phone with us? What did you think, Kim?
Oh, my gosh. That was the best ever.
Oh, good.
Every single reference, I was laughing. Oh, my gosh, it was so good.
Oh, so good.
You know what I found myself? I just told Eric, I need to go back and listen to it again because I want to count and see how many of them I missed the first time, you know?
Right. I can't wait till it's posted. I'm going to send it to my sisters because there's five of us and we are all friends fanatics.
Amazing.
We love you, Kim. Thank you for your suggestion today.
Yeah, I love y'all too. Y'all have a good one.
That's as easy as it gets. You can be part of our 10-minute tune every morning, and you can download that song off our podcast. If you don't have the Odyssey app, well, first of all, download it. But you can also go to themorningbullpen.com and download it from there. Ashley is in Cypress this morning. Good morning, Ashley. How can we help you?
I'm the events coordinator for an HOA in Cypress, and I have my community helping.
Oh, wow. Shoot. All right, are you giving out, like, forgiveness papers if they write a card? Or, like, what's your plan?
Unfortunately not.
You have to do more than that just to get it, yeah.
Yeah. You still got to cut your grass.
Well, that's awesome to hear. You want to give a shout-out to your neighborhood?
Stonegate 2 Owners Association.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay. And this is a monumental occasion because it might be the first good thing an HOA ever did.
Oh, no.
Probably.
Ashley's like, we're aware about people seeing.
100%. So.
Well, we love it. Thank you. You've made us feel better knowing we got cards on the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It's 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And I can't believe we got an HOA.
Yeah.
We softened up an HOA to get involved and send in cards. Because here's what this is all about. Here's what the 10,000 for the troops is and how it started.
Yes, we started out with a goal. We wanted to get 10,000 thank you cards out to our troops in honor of America's greatest and most patriotic holiday, which is the 4th of July. So we asked y'all to get to writing. And now in the third year, we're accepting every card, counting every single one, and loving on them all. George, we got quite the stack today.
Yeah. We got a good stack of cards today?
We did pretty well. We got a good haul today.
Okay, so first of all, tell me where we were at this time last year. So we're seven days into the collection of the thank you cards for our troops.
I would say last year at this time we were around 244 cards, if I'm looking at this correctly.
Okay, all right. Because Mo keeps a spreadsheet.
I do.
She counts them all.
I keep your names. I want to know where you're from, how many cards you sent, and if you dedicated these cards to any of us in the studio.
Because we have a little internal competition going on. Look, we know this is all about recognizing those who serve in honor of the 4th of July, the most patriotic of all holidays. But we also have a little internal competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're radio people and we're very insecure. And so
we're
we need
by
to know,
ego.
We need to know who everybody's favorite is on the show. So if people send in their cards, say just write a G for George, an M for Mo, or an E for Eric, if that person is your favorite. And George, you're going to be very happy today.
Oh, what do we got? I can't wait.
Tell me, a stack of 50 with a G on the outside.
All 50 of them?
All 50 to G.
All 50 individually. They have printed a G on it to make sure that
there you go. 50.
You are aware.
Oh my gosh, 50 cards. And hang on.
Do you have an acceptance speech?
I got to give a shout out. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yes.
For recognizing my hard work on this show. Let's see. This comes from Outback Armor on Tacoma Drive here in Houston.
Thank you all very much.
Wow, thank you all so much. 50 cards in today for the troops.
All right, so it's easy to help. All you got to do is get out there, buy a card, write a sweet little sentimental note inside or whatever you want to say, some words of encouragement, and then get those cards to us here at the radio station. We have our address up at our website, thebullhouston.com, or we have a couple drop-off locations if there's something more convenient for you.
We're going to be out on Flag Day Friday.
We are in Cypress, in the Cypress area. If you're there, let's see, Friday, it's at Kroger Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the exact address. Hold on.
Okay, it's on Barker Cypress.
Yes.
I do remember
9703 Barker Cypress Road.
Thank you.
9703.
Yeah.
Barker Cypress Road. Put that in the
flag
we'd
day.
Love, by the way, we'd love for you to come by. Even if you don't have your cards ready, we'd love for you to come by and say hi. But most especially, if you have some cards to drop off from us. Remember last year when we went out to Kroger for Flag Day, we collected like thousands of cards.
So fun. It's a nice goal to have them done by Friday and to be able to pass them off to us and we can take them and start counting them towards our grand total.
So where are we today? If right we were now. At 244 7 last days in year. Last yeah. year.
Today we're at 387 cards.
Ooh, okay.
Not bad. We're ahead of last year.
We're ahead. We just keep telling ourselves those cards are going to come. They're going to come. They're going to come.
Won't let us down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But I'm going to get to those right cards don't count because they have a G on the outside.
That is not true. That is not true. So.
I'm sorry. We throw those directly in the trash.
You help us out. All right. It's 100.3 The Bulls. 10,000 for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we got to get those cards in our hands. I know we're starting to say that early, but we want to get them out early this year so that we can do that in the honor of the 4th of July. If you can help us out, you let us know. 713-881-5500.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Today on Mo Knows Country, Claire is in Galveston.
We love Galveston.
And Claire, this is how you'd get $100.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Claire?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is. All right, Claire, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Thank you.
Claire, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. This country star recently admitted that truck yeah was a replacement curse word in his house when his kids were little. Who sang truck yeah?
Thomas Rhett.
Question number two. I said 1,000 nahs. But according to a new survey, country star Billy Ray Cyrus is best known for this duet hit from 2019. Name the song.
No, going blank.
Question number three. At this year's CMA Fest, Hardy decided it would be best to save a horse when he brought these country legends on stage to perform with him. Name the duo.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. It's, I know this isn't it, but I'm going to say Brooks and Dunn. I know that isn't it.
Okay. Question number four. Name the country superstar who, quote, has a little down under in their twang.
Keith Urban.
Question number five. John Denver hit number one with the song that is the opposite of this. City Roads Take Me to Work. Can you name the song?
Country Roads Take Me Home.
There we go. Let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today.
Okay. All right. All right. You know what, Claire? I'm going to go and give you 2 out of 5. You did okay.
Okay.
All right, Mo, you ready to try this today?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Okay, question number one. This country star recently admitted that truck, yeah, was a replacement curse word in his house when his kids were little. Who sang truck, yeah?
I believe you're referring to Tim McGraw.
It is Tim McGraw, yes. Truck, yeah. On a podcast, he said they use that all the time.
That's really funny. I might actually take that very up. Funny, yes. Yeah.
You heard Claire's voice. She got it wrong. She said Thomas Rhett. So it's 1-0, Mo.
Question number two. I said 1,000 nahs, but according to a new survey, country star Billy Ray Cyrus is best known for this duet hit from 2019. Can you name the song he's best known for?
Okay, I have so many offenses that just happened in that last sentence. Billy Ray Cyrus, the duet was Old Town Road.
That is correct.
But that
it is Old
not
Town
what
Road.
Billy Ray Cyrus
no,
is known
according
for.
To, how crazy is that? According to a survey, that's the song that most people know him for.
Oh, wow.
So
2-0, because that's okay. Wait. You didn't get that. We all support
Don't
you not getting that.
Heart,
I even threw in the clue. I said 1,000 Nas,
yeah,
Nas
that?
X. Little Nas X.
George, see? That was a horrible clue.
Okay. Question number three. This year at CMA Fest, yes. Hardy decided it would be best to save a horse, so he brought these country legends on stage to perform with him. Name the duo.
Save a Horse is Big and Rich?
It is Big and Rich. That is correct.
Yeah, she said Brooks and Dunn, but she admitted that's not right.
I wish I would have seen that. Let's go.
All right, question number four. Mm-hmm. Name the country superstar who, quote, has a little down under in their twang.
A little down under in their twang. I don't. A little down under in their twang.
Is that your final answer? Mumbling under your breath?
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. No.
Keith Urban.
What's that?
Down Under. He's from Down Under, Australia, and his twang country star. Okay.
Claire got it right, actually.
Good job, Claire. Way to read between the lines, sister.
Claire gets it. She's on my level. You got to get up to my level, Mo.
I'm usually pretty good. Okay, let's go.
All right, question number five. Mm-hmm. John Denver hit number one with the song that was the opposite of this. City Roads Take Me to Work. Name the song.
Wait, I know that he sings that one song. What's it's opposite of what?
City Roads country Take roads. Me to Work.
Take Country Roads Take Me Where Are They Taking Me? Country Roads Take Me Home. Country Roads Take Me Home.
That is correct.
I pulled that one out of my booty.
She got it right, but it didn't really matter because the final score was 4-2. Mo kept her money today, Claire.
Good job.
Claire, you know what you got to say to get out of here.
My name's Claire from Galveston, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we'll play again. $100 up for grabs. Can you take it from her? Tomorrow morning, 8:20, will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country, and it only happens on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.